How are you fitting in out there?
I like the position. It's new to me, coming from corner to nickel, being in the box, have to be big and strong out there. Coach Yates tell me I'm doing a good job so far, so I'm enjoying it.
Did you play at all last year before you got hurt?
I did a couple of days of fall camp, I believe, and then I got hurt.
So what was your sorry.
You were at nickel for those couple of days of fall camp?
No, I was at corner.
Okay, so this spring is your first time playing.
Yep.
Okay.
What was your timetable like last year? When did you get hurt, and then when were you finally able to come back and at least practice?
I think I got hurt 2 weeks into fall camp. Okay. Came back. This is towards the end of the season, close to like four games left.
Was that tough at all to go ahead and redshirt? Was there any thought of just trying to play those last couple games?
I wanted to play. We talked it over, Coach Juice, Coach Yates. My best bet was to redshirt, come back, and help the team out.
What did you learn sitting out watching?
I learned that your senior season, you want to come in and enjoy the process and take everything slow and take it day by day. Pretty much.
Well, like in the Fiesta Bowl and stuff, that had to be tough not being on the side. What was going on?
The year I sit out, they want to go to the Fiesta Bowl. The year I play Hawaii Bowl, so I'm hoping this year we can get the playoffs.
When you look at it now and you think about it, you know, and I guess now you say it was a good decision. I mean, now that you know you're back and you're playing and you got a full year.
Yeah, I'm blessed to play another year. The coach is allowing me to come back again.
Yeah. What exactly was the injury?
It was a compartment syndrome I had in my left fibula.
Is that something that's, once it's fixed, or is there anything you're having to do for that still, or any chance it could come back? Or
once it's fixed, it's fixed. Okay. Said, yeah.
So when you first got healthy, your first instinct was still you wanted to play, you didn't want to redshirt?
I wanted to play. I came back, got with the second group, doing the corner, and then I just realized that it was only a couple games left, and I talked to him, and we figured that it was the best bet.
Did he leave it up to you? Was it your decision what you wanted to do?
It was up to me, and then it was in their hands, and then it was back in mine, and then we came and said, yeah.
Now that you have a full season ahead of you, is there any doubt in your mind you did the right thing, or you still wonder, maybe I should have played it?
No, I did the right thing. I'm blessed to come back, yeah.
What's it like with you? And I know I think Cam's playing some nickel also, or who else is kind of there with you in the—
Well, it's both Cams play nickel, and it's Cam right behind me, and then it's Cam Hartsfield, just in case if any of us go down.
What's that kind of competition been like? And I guess for them, they're adjusting to a new position too, right?
Yeah, well, Cam learned the plays, adjusting with Boise State and the whole team and everything. I think with them being behind me, learning from me, he said it's a good deal and all that.
So what's the biggest difference between playing corner and nickel? What have you had to adjust to the most?
We get to blitz more. We got to make more tackles and more man-to-man, I think. Mm-hmm.
Did you put on some weight or anything to prepare yourself for this, or do you feel like you were big enough to do what you need to do in the box? Or?
Yeah, I put about a couple pounds on. I was, 190-something at corner. Now I'm 207.
You feel like you need to be a little bit bigger, a little stronger to play down there against the run?
Yeah, I believe you need to be a little stronger, more physical in the box and stuff.
You said the one-on-one coverage more. Is that something you like? I mean, as DB, probably you do like that, but is that kind of your nature to kind of like that challenge?
Yeah, I like the one-on-one challenge because I get to go against Shane and practice to better me against the opponents that's coming up this season.
Who's been getting the better part of that battle?
It's about even right now.
Tanner's not in your guys' room, but he played that position most of last year. You pick his brain a little bit about some tips and fitting into that spot?
Yeah, every day, Tanner, what do I do with this? What do I do with that? He lets me know. And then he's right beside me during the play. I'll be like, Tanner, he lets me know.
What has it meant to you this spring to be back out there and be in a position like this where you got a chance to play a bunch?
It means a lot to me to contribute. I want to leave a mark here as a Boise State football player.
What were you expecting last year? If you hadn't got hurt, what were you thinking your contribution was going to be last year?
I had crazy numbers in my head going, picks, interception, tackles, sacks, all that. So now that's going to contribute to this year coming up. Tackles for loss, interceptions.
So you got some big numbers again?
Big numbers.
Mm-hmm. As you've gone through spring ball, what's been the biggest challenge for you with that spot?
Right now, I think has to be playing in the box, getting used to playing in the box, coming from outside to being in the box.
Have you ever played linebacker or anything growing up, anything inside the box?
The closest I got was safety, and I didn't even get in the box. I just came up and ran.
When you came back, what'd you do? Were you on the scout team, or what'd they do with you those last 6 weeks of the season or whatever?
They put me on the scout team, and then they was just trying to keep me rehabbing and stuff like that, basically.
What's it like for this defense with a lot of guys coming back, and obviously, did pretty. What are kind of the goals for the defense as a whole this moving forward?
Number one, to be better than last year, and to come out with. We obviously have to be better in our offense because we have way more returning. We have linebackers, D tackles, corners, everything. We have to be the leaders on our team.
I mean, you're one of the few guys that's not a returning starter coming back. That's expected to play a lot of minutes. I mean, what do you see from that aspect with so many guys coming back that have so much experience?
I just feel like I'm hoping I can get some of their knowledge to me, so I can be able to contribute more. To just being like, oh, he's new to the team. Be like, oh, he fits in. He's making plays. He's like he played last year. He didn't miss a beat.
3 weeks through spring ball. What do you learn about this defense? What do you like about the group you guys have on defense this year?
I feel like it's our team. Defense is our team this year, and we have a good camaraderie. We're all brothers on the team.